Tourism is the lifeblood of Estes Park, Colorado. Large crowds amble in and out of picture-perfect shops that offer everything from fancy jewelry to year-round Christmas ornaments and candied apples. A key to this little town's prosperity is just down the road. It's the snow-capped mountains and pristine meadows of Rocky Mountain National Park. An entry fee of $30 lets a carload of visitors in for a week. Many pay just for an afternoon, as children from Pueblo, Colorado, skip through a pine forest back to their SUV. Their father says he's enjoyed the visit.
We just came to just, like I said, tour around a little bit.
But when he learns that next year the entry fee might jump to $70 a car, he lets out a gasp.
That's pretty pricey. Just to drive up and down and just look at a view, but yeah, increasing it, I think that's a little bit too much.
It would also be too much for this couple, visiting from Houston, Texas, who are finishing their first ever mountain hike.
I would say if we go more than $40 or $50.
Yeah, I'd say more than $30 or $40. It starts scaring me away.
What's scaring park officials is the prospect of budget cuts. Next year, federal funding for the parks is expected to drop 10%. A cut of $300 million. The plan to raise entry fees at 17 of the nation's most popular parks won't replace that money, but it might generate an additional $70 million a year. That would slowly help with the Park Service's $11 billion backlog and overdue maintenance for aging roads, bridges, campgrounds, water lines, bathrooms, and other wear and tear caused by visitors who sometimes love nature to death. Back in Estes Park, jewelry shop manager Norma Wiggins gives a thumbs up to higher entry fees.
We're thinking it'll be a good thing. We think people are not going to be upset with the rake height because you can pack up a full car, and I believe the amount is $70, is that correct? And I think people will pay it.
Down the street, coffee shop owner Richard Mazza wonders whether higher entry fees are a strategy to increase revenue while reducing overcrowding.
Disney World, I guess it was maybe about a year back, when they had raised the prices from whatever it was to about $100 a day to get in. And I think it was part of a control mechanism to decrease the amount of people coming into the park so that it would increase the experience. Over the years, we're moving up to 5 million visits in the Rocky Mountain National Park. And, you know, I think it's being used quite heavily.
Back inside Rocky Mountain National Park, a reduction in visitors is exactly what a nature lover from Fort Collins, Colorado, fears. Coupled with the administration's proposed budget cut, she worries that the nation's commitment to the parks will weaken.
And the national parks are the soul of this country, truly. So it almost makes me cry.
But a couple from Pennsylvania is more optimistic, at least about themselves.
I just know that they've done a great job in keeping up these parks, and I think that's a vital thing for us to realize. And whatever it takes, I'm willing to pay to enjoy the scenery and nature.
But I have a little different perspective. We can do that. We're able to do that. But I'm a little concerned it would be cost prohibitive for families.
The National Park Service is taking comments on their website about their proposals until Thanksgiving.